To finish our journey, a quick tale of death, famine, and plague to send you home with happy thoughts tonight. Look up at the house you can see in the picture, and pick out the small single window to the right of the main window. Have you got that? Look closely, as often there are reports of a pale, ashen young girl's face appearing in the window, a look of pain on her withered, whitened face. The story goes back to the year of 1665, when the great bubonic plague took hold across Europe, causing death and destruction. Among communities, the local population were weary of those who fell ill, shutting them up and not allowing them to pass on the disease. Sounds familiar. This poor girl's parents became poorly and locked themselves away, sparing the young girl from contracting the plague, as the parents died, and with the door locked, the young girl cried out of her window, asking for help. The locals, fearing she may have the plague, decided not to help, but to brick up her doorway, leaving her to starve to death with no other company but the already decaying bodies of her parents. Screams and cries filled the yard for days until silence fell on the building. Doctors venturing into the property following her death reported she was clear of the plague. Onlookers to the building routinely see her pained face in the window as she desperately tries to break free and breathe in some clean air. So it seems wherever you venture in this city, you're bound to bump into something of the night, whether it be the sharp point of a Roman sword, a spirit not wanting to leave his bar, or numerous ghouls who refuse to leave their place of rest. So keep safe this evening, travel well, and before you think you're safe at home, make sure you check the room twice, and hope you haven't brought home an extra friend on this particular occasion. And just lastly, look to the large wooden doors in the middle of Minster Yard. Engraved upon one of those doors is a little mouse, which when rubbed, is said to bring luck to those who touch it. So search for the little guy, give it a stroke, and maybe, just maybe, it will keep you safe on this fine York Eve. Many thanks for all your time. If you've enjoyed this tour and would like to hear and experience more of the fantastic activities that we have on offer, visit lancasterescape.co.uk. Follow our handles, tag us on pictures and all that good stuff. If you want to hear more from me, my Instagram handle is joey_gaillet. That's GAILLET. And most of my other work is easy to find from there. Thank you so much.